it's Sophia Franklin. You are listening to Sophia with an F.
Hey, Sleuth.
And the F is for phenomenal. This podcast is rated F.
I personally think people should just fuck, like, tons of people. Because if your bond is deeper than just sex, if your whole relationship is about how you only fuck each other, that's, like, so much less strong than if you guys still can fuck the whole world and still be in love and still be a partnership. Like,
I totally agree.
So we're saving relationships with cheating.
Now this is my kind of content right here. From visionary filmmaker Luca Guadagnino comes Challengers, starring the absolute queen herself, Zendaya, Josh O'Connor, and Mike Feist. Zendaya stars as Tashi Duncan, a former tennis prodigy turned coach who has taken her husband Art and transformed him into a world-famous Grand Slam champion. To jolt him out of his recent losing streak, she makes him play a challenger event, close to the lowest level of the pro tournament. But her strategy takes a turn when he finds himself standing across the net from his former best friend and Tashi's former boyfriend, Patrick. Past and present collide, and tensions run high. Tashi must ask herself, what will it cost to win? See Challengers only in theaters April 26. Get tickets now at challengersmovie.com. Hi, everybody. Welcome to Sophia with an F. Even though you don't need an introduction, Stella Berry, everybody. Hi.
Hi.
How are you doing?
I am doing so great.
Good.
I'm feeling amazing.
I bet you are after the night you had last night.
That's true. After last night. So I'm feeling good because one, I'm single, which is first time in 3 years slash also like maybe first time since I was 13. Like I just always have a boyfriend.
Okay, well, that's something I absolutely wanted to talk to you about.
So I'm just single. I'm fucking around.
But you were
free.
But you were fucking around.
I was also having sex with a lot of people during a relationship. But it's less exciting when you know you have someone at home, you know, that you're in love with. So you don't take it as serious. Whereas when you're just out alone in the world and then you're having sex with people, it's like you can bond with them so much deeper.
Right.
And it's
which
scarier.
Makes for better sex.
Exactly.
I love that for you.
You're having good sex.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, well, we will definitely get into that. But what happened with our homeless vet who loves anal?
Our homeless Marine.
Homeless Marine. Excuse me.
Exactly. Who loves anal. Well, it's a long story because we were together 3 years and the last 2 years I've done porn and he's been down for the ride the entire time. But of course he's bipolar. So he goes up and down a lot. He is now the last 6 months on medication and really stable. And I think because there was no crisis or like chaos with him that I had to deal with, I think I finally was able to reflect on what I want to do with my life and like not be focusing always on making sure he's okay.
Right.
So it's really weird, like the better he's doing, I now feel safer to tell him, hey, I need more solitude, like I need a break from this. And basically what happened is I was traveling a lot for work and every time I would go away and be alone, I was filled with energy and ideas and hope for the future. And I was like, I want to go back to school. And I had the energy to even like send in the applications and do it all. And it was easy. And then when I would go back home to him, and I love him to death, I would just notice that I had no energy anymore. I felt depressed. I didn't want to get out of bed. I just didn't have, I didn't feel like I could apply to school anymore. Like I didn't know why I even thought I could do that.
And was that because of him?
No, like he didn't say, I mean, it's not like any action he took,
right?
But I just started noticing that being around him, his energy drained me a lot. Like I take care of him fully. And
what does that entail?
I mean, fully? Like I financially support him. I cook for him. Like I do everything. He's like my kid. And I started realizing it felt more like I had a kid, someone I literally love forever. Like I love him so much, but it felt more like a kid than having a partner that was helping me grow. Right. And I think for like the final 6 months of the relationship, my body knew that I, and my mind knew I wanted to leave the relationship, but I was just in my head. And I think a lot of girls do this. It's like, oh no, like I don't want to, you know, you don't listen to yourself. You tell yourself, I don't want to blow up this massive thing. Mm-hmm. So then it just started being reflected in like depression and not wanting to get out of bed and having no energy. Like
you
were getting depressed. Yeah, yeah. I just started noticing my body doing that. And I think it's because my body knew I wanted to leave and I just wasn't listening to myself.
Right.
And so there was just a certain point I couldn't take it anymore. And I was like, I just need to do this. And it was so terrifying to tell him I wanted to break up because
scariest thing, right?
I mean, he's tied to me like so much and relies on me for everything, and of course also the way his mental health is and stuff. So anyway, I finally just got up the courage to tell him I want to break up, and it literally went so, as things do, went so much better than I could have expected.
He took it well.
Yeah, of course, like thankfully now he's on medication, he's like much calmer and level-headed and like his best self. But of course there were a couple days of like crying and just terrible things.
Were you guys both crying?
Yeah. I mean, there's just like, because there's so many moments where you just want to go back on it, you know? And I had to be like, not this time. Like, this time need to, because I'm only in my 20s once. Like, and I don't need a kid. And I also told him, which is true forever, that I will always take care of him and support him. So like, I didn't want him to feel like he didn't want us to break up just because I was financially supporting him and like he would lose that.
Okay, so,
So he's still living in the house that we shared together. I left, came to California, and I'm living with my mom right now, which is the best thing ever. And like close to LA so I can shoot lots of porn.
Right, but it's been a little bit hard to film porn in your mom's house.
It's been a little hard,
which you were telling me, which we will talk about.
It's been a little bit hard, but it's just been so nice coming back and being with family, and my brother's at home right now too. And so
and
I just feel more
just
like myself.
Alone. Yeah,
yeah, being alone. I needed solitude so bad. Like Drew and I would spend 24/7 together single day. It's not like I had a job to go to. Like he was literally around me 24/7.
Right.
And solitude has been the best thing in the world for
me right
now.
Incredible. Well, how long have you been single for?
Since, I mean, we broke up before, like well before Christmas, but we're still living in the same house because I just couldn't leave just yet.
Got it.
So I really feel like my single era started like 2 days before Christmas.
Okay.
So it's not that long.
I don't want to be a Debbie Downer. But you are going to have a moment where you do get sad and you miss him and you get depressed.
Literally.
It's going to come. But you're going to fight through it.
I'm going to fight through it.
But you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because I feel like the first few months when I went through my breakup, cloud nine.
Yeah.
I was like, I could do this shit forever. Exactly. And then, like, I don't know, a few months into it, I started to get lonely and, like, all of those things. And I'm like, damn, men really are not shit.
I know.
But it's going to be really, really good for you in the long run.
Exactly. And I have to keep remembering that. And I have, I mean, we've broken up before many a time where I'm like, I'm not going back. And then 2 months later, I'm like, life is so boring without him.
But,
and then I bring him back. But not
like
this time.
Not this
time. Yeah, not this time. I think I've learned my lesson. I've learned it.
Well, you just said it right here. And
exactly.
I'm going to replay this.
That's also the thing. Like, I used to never tell anyone when we broke up. Now it's like everyone knows. My family, my mom knows. I can't go back on it now.
Right.
Yeah.
And it's documented right here.
Exactly.
And we're going to call you out on it.
Exactly.
Okay, so you're doing great. You still support him financially. How much do you send him a month?
Now, I don't know what the fuck I'm going to do. I'm going to have to figure this all out. But he spends no money. Like, he literally makes his own food every day. So he hardly has a food budget. And the only thing he spends money on is paint for his art. And I love that he makes art. I just feel like I'm supporting a creative. And sometimes creatives, they can't make money. Maybe they're not great at making money in this society. Maybe people that have money should support creatives more. So that's like my thing. I'm like, you know
Thank you.
I am supporting this artist, which I love his art. Like, I think it's amazing. And I literally want to get it put into galleries. And the thing is, like, I never would have even had this career without him in the way that he just gave me so much inspiration and also took my anal virginity. So it's like, I can pay him, you know, a couple thousand a month.
I don't care.
Yeah, we owe him. I would hope that eventually he can be self-sufficient. But for now, just happy to be single. I don't care.
Yeah.
He's not freaking out. I'm happy.
Right. And I feel like breakups are so fucking hard just in and of themselves that if you have to pay him whatever and he's taking care of your house,
It's like, whatever, it's perfect.
I feel like I'm in my sugar daddy era. I'm like taking notes from sugar daddies. They're like, oh, I won't take a Range Rover away just yet because otherwise she'll like tell my wife. So I'll just keep her happy when I break up with her.
Uh-huh. Okay, so you're living at your mom's, mm-hmm. which has made it a little bit difficult to do porn.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to make content in the day when she's there all the time, especially because it was just holidays, so she's, like, there all the time.
Right?
You're but like... it's fine. I drive to L.A., like, every other day to shoot stuff. And also, this year, I'm trying to do more produced things, like, selectively produced pornos mm-hmm. with big mainstream performers that we're going to post on Pornhub or big sites, maybe, like, one every 2 months. So it's, like, phase two of Stella. The first 2 years was me in my bedroom, like inviting people over to my house and mm-hmm. stuff. And now I'm still going to do that. Like I just had a girl come over last night in my hotel room and we filmed a little amateur video.
Right.
But I also this year want to focus more on like traveling to larger sets and experiencing a different side of porn.
Yeah. You're leveling up.
Leveling up. Like now I can take the financial risk of doing these mainstream shoots, which pay nothing compared to OnlyFans.
Right. So that's mm-hmm. what I wanted to ask you mm-hmm. because you made like 200 something mm-hmm. thousand in
the
a
most
day.
I've ever made in 4 days. I made 280K, which was great. Like I could have never imagined that.
That's fucking
that was,
crazy.
And that is just the power of the internet, but also TikTok specifically, especially back then when it was in its amazing era of like creating careers mm-hmm. and you can just go viral. And because you have an OnlyFans link, you can make money you never expected.
Right.
You didn't even know existed out there.
Right.
Yeah.
So that's why I was so interested when you told me I'm flying to Florida mm-hmm. to film for Pornhub.
Yeah.
Because do they pay even anywhere near as much?
No. And actually, the scene I'm about to shoot this next week, I'm not even getting paid for. Like, it's just with Alex Adams, and we're just putting it on Pornhub. And I just do it for free. We, like, trade content, basically. So we'll film something for his Pornhub, and then we'll film something for my OnlyFans.
Got it.
I'll make more off that video on my OnlyFans than I would from any payment he could give me.
Is he going to make a shit ton off the Pornhub video?
I mean, he will make a good amount off the Pornhub video, but probably the same amount I'll make off the video for OnlyFans.
So why doesn't he just do OnlyFans?
He has one, but his system, like, he's been doing porn for a long time, and so he has a totally different marketing system, which actually works better for men. Because a lot of guys are like, how do I get into porn? And it is definitely different than, I mean, you can do the same track as a girl, but if you want to be making the same amount, mm-hmm. which Alex Adams is, he's making bank. His system is kind of an older system, but he posts clips on Pornhub, sometimes full videos, and they all advertise for his own member sites, which are his own websites.
Got
that are
it.
Basically, they're not Alex Adams, they're like Family Therapy or Mom Comes First, like those kind of sites.
It's and like it's a all Patreon. Just
exactly, and it's all just videos of his POV and his dick, but it doesn't like mention that it's him necessarily.
Got
you know,
it.
It's right. not like selling himself, it's selling his different like types of content mm-hmm. and he makes bank from doing that.
He does.
So, yeah.
So if he posts a clip on Pornhub, mm-hmm. how long is a clip?
I mean, it totally depends, but a full video is like 30, 40 minutes usually.
Like what is considered the full video? Is it when you're watching porn and then it's like nearing the end mm-hmm. and the dude is about to come and then it's like,
and it cuts.
And then
yeah.
it cuts.
Yeah. Or like sometimes, I mean, most of the videos we watch on Pornhub, honestly, are not full videos. Like it'll be like a 12-minute video and they just cut between the scenes. So it'll be like a short intro, a short middle section, and it feels really chopped up. Whereas if you paid for the full 50-minute, hour-long scene or whatever, uh-huh. you would see all that in between.
Okay.
So like,
it's, and you get to see him come.
Yeah, exactly. And usually they don't include the cum shot in the preview because
they never do.
Like, yeah, they never
ever.
Do. Which I like the cum shot. So
I love
it's annoying.
That.
I should pay for porn to see the cum shot, but I don't.
Absolutely not.
Don't
wait,
do
on your OnlyFans, when you do threesomes or hook up with a guy, mm-hmm. do they get to see the cum, the ejaculation?
Yeah. I mean, I'll post, so like I send out the full videos in the messages, but usually I will post a preview that almost always includes the cum shot just because it's hot.
It's like, so hot.
Yeah, and people are already paying for my OnlyFans too, so it's like they get to see it anyway.
Right.
If it was a free OnlyFans or I was posting on Pornhub, I'd the cum shot's the one thing you hold on to. You're like, someone will want to see it.
Why is that though? Because it's harder for a girl to come.
Right?
That should be like what we should be in anticipation for watching porn.
It's weird because even as a girl, like I will come really easily watching a guy nut. And I think it's because we both like know what an orgasm feels like. Mm-hmm. For a guy and a girl, even though it's different, it's roughly the same feeling.
Yeah.
And they just have a visual expression of it. Like to see something come out, it signals to your brain like you're watching an orgasm.
Yeah, it's and like scene, exactly, like at the end of a movie.
Exactly. The cum coming out of the dick.
Yeah. Dun, you know, there is something really satisfying about that. But also, I feel like when I watch porn, I just click through, right? Yeah. Find like one area that I think is hot.
Exactly.
Hang out there, maybe go to another video.
Mm-hmm. I'm not picky at all. Mm-hmm. I will pick a video. There'll be a 30-second section that's like especially passionate or like the moans or something, and I come immediately. Like it's so easy for me.
I'm the exact same way. With a toy or with your hand?
Yeah, with a toy. With my hand, I can't too. I'm lazy. I want to ensure as many orgasms as possible. I could do eight I've been doing lately. I've just been coming one after another. Even last night, I did three in the span of 20 minutes.
Okay.
Because with a vibrator, I have a good vibrator though.
Okay, we need to back the fuck up because hold on. I look at your Instagram story.
Yeah.
We're both up late and we know we have to record.
I know, we're bad.
And I look at your story and you had a tweet and what did it say? It was like...
I was like, is anyone newly tested and down to film content?
Mm-hmm. And I was like, holy shit, this girl is not showing up on time. I'm just kidding.
Literally.
So you just fucking throw that shit up on your Twitter and what?
This is why I literally love my life so much. So I woke up in the morning and I was like, you know what? Because I didn't make any dinner plans. I was like, I'm going to go to bed early for Sophia. I'm going to be up early. I'm going to be fresh. Mm-hmm. And then I woke up. I was like, you know, a little 20-minute scene with a girl couldn't hurt. Couldn't hurt.
I don't have the old ball and chain anymore.
Exactly. I can do whatever I want.
Yeah.
So I just tweeted. And if I didn't find anyone, like, it wasn't a problem. But I was like, why not? Has it ever been a
problem?
I don't
know. No.
Okay. Actually, this is how I found, like, some of my best friends in life is through Twitter with tweets just like that.
Asking to fuck.
Mm-hmm.
That's...
And I get so many people that want to fuck. And then I can go through the list. It's like my own personal Tinder. And I have to pick people that are like have a fresh test and haven't slept with anyone since the test just because like I have scenes coming up. I can't risk it. Mm-hmm. And she was the one girl that I picked that had a test and hadn't slept with anybody since then and like got a test last week or something.
Do you think they do fake documents? Like how everyone has a fucking fake card?
Honestly, that's the one way to get canceled like hard in the industry. I think the industry allows for a lot, but like one of the biggest things is if you're caught faking a test, you're blacklisted. That shit's not a joke at all.
They need to have like a database.
They do. So they do. Although now it's like, it's kind of questionable, but basically all these places that test performers report to PASS. Mm. And PASS is this agency that tracks it all, and you can also look each other up. So like now what we have is we have QR codes on our phone, and when you show up to the scene, you can have the other person scan the QR code and it will take it to the legit test on the site instead of like having a document that they could have changed, you
know?
But PASS also, when they notice a big spike in gonorrhea or chlamydia or something, which just recently happened around the new year, they'll put a production hold for 2 weeks or longer. So we had a production hold for 2 weeks where no one's supposed to film. Like even if you're just filming at home for OnlyFans and stuff, no one's supposed to film. And then everyone gets retested in 2 weeks.
Wait, so is that a spike just in the porn industry or all around the world?
I
mean,
I don't know if it, I'm sure it coincides because usually like if everyone in porn's getting tested every 2 weeks and they're not sleeping with anyone that's not tested, then no one's catching anything. So people are bringing stuff in from the outside. Say like they fuck someone at a bar or like their boyfriend fucks someone, gives them an STD. Mm-hmm. Like it's coming in from the outside world, the civilian world.
Okay, so
it probably does. I mean, syphilis, gonorrhea, chlamydia are on the rise generally right now.
Okay, crazy. So we need to be fucking wrapping it up.
Literally, we need to be wrapping it up because okay. I know that, like, even before porn, I did not get tested every 2 weeks. I didn't get tested every time I had sex with someone. And even if I did, like, that's after the fact. And I definitely didn't use protection before porn.
Well, I mean, on this show, I make jokes all the fucking time. Like, raw dog, like, it feels exactly. better.
It does. No. I love going raw. But no, we're changing the messaging.
No. No. Okay.
No, for real, I can't. That's why I love porn. I can't. Fuck around anymore. Like, I got lucky so much, and now I'm so glad to be in porn where I don't have never caught anything.
Right, you can porn. Fuck and not be worried about
it's literally so freeing and amazing. Like, you can have sex and just know you're good. Okay. It's the best thing ever.
Do you prefer sex on camera mm-hmm. with like some monetary value mm-hmm. or just regular sex? You met someone at a bar.
I mean, I have to prefer regular sex because it's just the best. Like, mm-hmm. you know a camera's not there. You don't have to worry about angles or anything. You don't right. have to worry about timing. You don't have to worry about how you look. Like, you can be fully in the moment. Mm-hmm. And I, like, even last night, it was so casual that we were fully in the moment. But still, you know, the camera's there. Yeah. And the lighting is there. And, like, the area that's within the camera, we have to remember. And that's what's hard for me is I have a lot of sex off camera that mm-hmm. I wish in retrospect I filmed. Mm-hmm. But in the moment, it's like, I'm not gonna fuck this up by trying to film it. I just wanna experience it to the fullest.
Yeah.
Have you ever noticed how celebrities have brighter, wider looking eyes? Their makeup artists have a little secret in their kit. Lumify Redness Reliever Eye Drops. Lumify dramatically reduces redness in just 1 minute. It literally happens right before your eyes to help them look brighter, wider, and more awake for up to 8 hours. No wonder it's so loved by influencers, celebrities, and makeup artists, and has over 6,000 five-star reviews on Amazon. Lumify is also the number one eye doctor recommended redness reliever eye drop, and it's FDA approved. No bleach, no dyes. Plus, it's made by the eye care experts at Bausch & Lomb, so whether you're on set, on a date, or running on just a few hours of sleep, you can have eyes that look brighter and wider with Lumify eye drops. When you try it, you'll see that it's what your eyes have been looking for. Check out LumifyEyes.com to learn more.
Okay, so you put out this tweet, and I mean, I'm assuming just all these girls, they're like, check out my Instagram, mm-hmm. or this is me.
I would say like 90% dudes.
Okay.
And like 10% women. But they all tweet back being like, me. And then I go to their page and just like see if they're cute. Follower count has no value to me with this kind of thing because it's way more important someone looks good with you on camera mm-hmm. and has a personality you like and is like recently tested and there's no like room for error there.
Well, that's what I was going to ask mm-hmm. is what's the criteria aside from having the test?
The test and basically like, okay, a lot of girls hot. Will hit me up. Gotta be hot.
Be honest. Yeah. Is that the main?
I would say the number one main for me is like, I look at their height. So in their bio, it'll be like, I'm 4'11". And I'm like, immediately no. I love my short girls, but I have fucked a couple short, like literally 5 foot tall.
They can't be trusted or what?
They cannot be trusted. No, literally, I look like their mom. Like, I have a scene with Lena the Plug, so hot, love her so much, uh-huh. but she's like 5 feet tall. Mm-hmm. And we have a scene walking into the bedroom from the pool area holding hands.
And you're like,
and
bitch.
It looks like I'm walking my kid into the room. Like, I look like a giant. And she even told me after, she goes, it felt like I was having sex with a giant. And I was like,
stop.
This is not what I want out of sex. Like, I like feeling like the small woman.
Yeah.
And like, I'm used to men that are bigger than me.
Okay, wait, that yeah. makes sense.
Yeah. And like, she has a big BBL butt, you know?
It's like a kid with a BBL.
Yeah, but her BBL is like smaller than my ass just because she's so tiny.
Oh.
So it's like a big butt for her body. But then when we're next to each other, the proportion make no sense. Like, it just doesn't look good on camera the same way. I mean,
oh my God,
we did film a super hot scene, but yeah, she's tiny. So what looks best on camera and looks so natural is when girls are a similar height to me. It literally doesn't matter about like build or anything. It's just height. It's crazy. That's it looks so much more normal on camera. Yeah. I never imagined this before I got into porn. And then I started watching scenes and I was like, oh, the proportions make no sense. Mm. And a lot of people think I'm smaller than I am. Like online, they think I'm like 5'4", 5'3".
No, you're 5'8".
Yeah. I'm pretty large. I could almost cut it as a model, just a little too short.
You really, really though.
So that's like the main thing I look at. And then after
is
that, it's like
an STD test.
Yeah, height and STD test. And then it's like, am I attracted to them? Mm-hmm. You know? And then, which, I mean, that's a low bar. I'm attracted to a lot of people, especially if you're horny and kinky. I'm like, yeah, I'm down.
That's how I feel about relationships, mm-hmm. where just literally I will date anybody.
Literally.
Oh my God. I dated this guy who was like 17 years older than me. And I didn't realize it in the moment. I thought he was so sexy. Mm-hmm. And then I ran into him a few years ago and I was devastated. Yeah. I was like, there's no way that yeah. guy like entered my body, that yeah. I was flaunting him around.
Right.
I mean, granted, he started like freebasing cocaine and like his lips were like
sounds
purple.
Like my type.
Honestly, it's my type
the
too.
Crazy. They can yeah. be ugly if they're crazy.
Well, he was the best sex ever. Oh, God. So there you go. Okay, so you put out this job posting.
Yeah, we'll go back to this.
On Indeed, yeah. on ZipRecruiter.
On ZipRecruiter.
And you have a bunch of dudes reach out, mm-hmm. and then these girls, mm-hmm. and you're like, what's your height?
Yeah.
Let's.
I can tell. I can honestly tell from a photo if they don't list their height. Like, you can just kind of tell. And I'm like, oh, she'll be tall enough. Turns out she was, like, the same size as me and everything. Okay. But, yeah, basically, like, we just message on Twitter. I get the vibe. I, like, see when she can come over. We send our tests back and forth. I ask her, like, what she's down to do, what kind of thing I'm thinking. And I'm super casual. I'm like, just bring a tripod because I didn't have one. We'll set it up. We'll film for like 20 minutes. It should just be fun and casual. Whatever you want to do, we'll both come. Mm-hmm. Like there's no requirements, no acting or anything, just all sex.
Uh-huh.
And it's so easy. And so if they're down for that and that's their kind of style, then it flows really well.
It's
and then
off
they
to the
come
races.
Over and then I get all excited.
Do you pay? Or like, do you have to pay them? Or are you like, we'll split this?
I could.
Or you're
pay
like,
them.
I'm gonna give you exposure, baby doll.
Exactly.
You're lucky you're here.
This is like the main thing in the OnlyFans / just porn world, like content trade world, is we will make content and we'll both sell it on our sites. Say I do like my first gangbang or something and I want to own that scene, mm-hmm. and I want to be able to sell it wherever I want, whenever I want, forever, and be the only one that has it. I would pay everybody and like create a contract and pay everybody $1,000 or whatever.
Gotcha.
The rate is. But then with stuff like this, it's so easy to just do a content trade and we can both sell it to our fans. And then also, yeah, for me, it's really beneficial. A lot of girls reach out because it is helpful exposure and it's mm-hmm. like collabs is how one way to build your brand.
Yeah.
And that's why like she has a really small following, but a super loyal following that she got from being a cam girl.
Which is more important, by the way.
Exactly. And it's also to me, like I don't look at follower count at all because my type of porn is like real. Mm-hmm. So one, when I work with mainstream girls and we have to do something really casual, I mean, they're good
What's
at it,
casual?
But they still like just like fucking in bed, you know, like we have no real plan. We have no like, this is when you have to come or whatever.
Oh, okay. Like when it's not a full production.
Exactly.
Okay,
yeah. It's
gotcha.
Just like come over for 20 minutes. We'll fuck and we'll film it. And there's no plan.
Okay.
Girls that do mainstream and stuff, like they've been taught to act. And they can be amazing on camera, but there's some type of magic about, I film with a lot of cam girls that really just like film in their bedroom or with their boyfriends mostly.
Uh-huh.
And so they're used to really amateur, real content. Mm-hmm. And so it'll be like their first girl, or like last night was her first time putting in a butt plug. And it's so real. She's never been taught to act for porn or anything. And that's what I love.
Yeah.
So I look for girls. Like I'm happy to work with a girl that has hardly any followers as long as she's made content before. Like if a girl's like, oh, I want to film, but she has 2 followers on Twitter and she's never worked with anyone, that's risky where I'm like, okay, I don't want to worry about like pushing her boundaries or having her not know what she signed up for.
Yeah.
So I look for girls that have already made like girl, boy, girl content, been doing it for a while.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's a really good point.
Yeah. So it doesn't matter follower count, but it's just like, do you know what you're signing up for?
Yeah.
You know?
Cause I'm sure that you've had girls and guys reach out that want to do something, but they've never done something like
so
that
many,
before.
So many, yeah. And
so
I'm
well,
like, I'd
to,
love
you
to.
You have to have them sign something.
Yeah, so we have, I think it's a 2257 is like model release forms that we have signed and everything where it's like, you know, this was consensual. We can both sell this forever. which is so important to sign. But still, I just don't want to be part of like bringing someone into a world they don't necessarily want to be in or like anything. So that's why I just stay away from it as much as there's like really hot girls that are like, I've never filmed content, but I want to, or I'm not in the industry, but I would be on camera with you. And I'm just like, I would love that. And I respect the crazy.
I do not want to.
That's
be in
too much responsibility.
Way too much.
Yeah. And I don't want to have to worry about it. Like, I want you to know, like, for instance, the girl last night, she was so amazing because she's down for this. Like, she knows what she wants to do. She reminds me of me when I first started, or like a year in. Just the sky is the limit and like so excited, so horny.
Oh my God, you can take her under your wing.
I know. And she was like, oh, I love threesomes, by the way. So if you ever want to have a threesome, I'm so down. And we were a really good team, like even together.
Like FFM or three girls?
Three girls we could do, but we were both like, and that's what we were supposed to do last night. But then I couldn't find another girl that had a recent test.
Oh, I thought you were going to say you couldn't find a guy.
Yeah.
I was like,
guy. I was doing all girl last night just because... it's not as exhausting. Like when you get penetrated and like pounded, you don't know how long it will last. You don't know the guy. Like I'm just wary to invite random dudes over.
Yeah.
But with girls, it's so easy and fun.
Yeah.
But we were bonding last night over like how much we love MFF, or two girls, one guy.
Mm.
It's just the best. I've had
a threesome, 100%.
So you know the moment where, I don't know if you did this, but it's like part of most threesomes is where you're giving a double blowjob.
Yes.
So both of your mouths are on his dick and you both look up at him.
Yeah.
And you just see his face in utter ecstasy.
Yeah.
And he like can't process.
That's fun.
That's the peak.
Yes.
Like that's the literal peak. I love those. Just spoiling a man mm-hmm. and being fully in command of him with another girl.
I feel like when I was doing threesomes though, I like would love that moment, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then I would just get jealous because I just know she's better at sucking dick.
Yeah.
And then I'd be like, you know what? Fine, whatever.
So many girls have that experience.
Or I would just grab her and make out with her.
Yeah, exactly. You're like, she's mine. You don't get her. See, I was like lucky, I guess, in my relationship also because I'm not super jealous. Thank God. I don't know why.
Mm-hmm.
But I loved when I was with Drew and we would bring girls over. And to just look up at him and be like, look at how much I'm spoiling you right now. Like,
right.
I'm literally the best bitch in the world. Like, okay. I'm giving you two mouths.
I think that's a very positive quality to have in a relationship because I am kind of the opposite mm-hmm. where I'm constantly thinking me, me, me.
You're like, oh, shit, I'm not as good at sucking dick.
No.
Literally.
No. Not even that. Just, like, how are you, like, you know, pampering me?
Oh, yeah, in a threesome.
I'm quite
a giver. And I don't know, like,
I'm a giver to the girl.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I've gotten jealous in the past, but I've also had, like, really fun, successful ones.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it depends on the dude, because the dude was, like, shady as fuck.
Without a doubt.
And then I caught him, like, texting one of the girls 2 days later.
Yep. Yeah, that...
Hi.
Yeah, that is an issue. It has to be such a strong bond or like someone you're able to fully let go and have fun with.
Right.
Because you're right. Otherwise, you're going to be thinking about all the other shit.
Yeah.
And I feel like a lot of threesomes start badly because the guy really wants it. So then the girl feels like she's doing him a favor.
Yeah.
And so then it should be more about the girl. Like he needs to make sure she feels really like loved mm-hmm. and paid attention to more than the other girl.
Well, a lot of guys don't know how to handle a threesome.
Yeah.
They need to know.
And that is actually the number one thing that guys always ask me when they have questions. They're like, how do I get a threesome? How do I find a girl with my girlfriend? And how do I make sure it doesn't destroy our relationship? And the biggest thing is like, you let the girl pick the girl every single time.
Yeah.
The girl needs to pick the other girl.
Mm-hmm.
And ideally, it's not her best friend. Unless, like, her best friend and her love to fuck together, which is my case.
I did it with my best friend mm-hmm. with said ex-boyfriend, and that was, like, another mistake.
Was it a mistake? Yeah. Mm-hmm. The best thing to do is, like, a random third party. You go out to a bar, and you're like, which girl do you want? Like, go get her, you know?
And also, for the guy, my advice is to let the two girls have fun with each other.
Exactly. The girls need to bond. Because you know when you meet a girl you really like guys watch this, they see it when two girls meet and they get along immediately and you're like, oh, we're best friends already.
Mm-hmm.
That's the moment where you're like, so have you ever had a threesome? Like, are you interested in a threesome?
Exactly.
Like a guy can help push that along.
Yeah.
And my ex, Drew, definitely helped me when we were first doing threesomes to be like, keep bringing it up, because when you become best friends with a girl right away, you don't want to be like, hey, so will you fuck us? Like, we're just not forward like men like that.
Right. And I think to make a threesome really successful, there does have to be one maybe bossier person that has done a threesome before who's kind of calling the shots.
Exactly.
Preferably not the dude. Preferably it's the third party, like the unicorn.
Exactly.
But she's not like, okay, this is what we're going to do. So your boyfriend's going to fuck me.
Exactly.
You're going to sit in the corner and watch. She's like, okay, now suck his dick while I eat you out, whatever.
Exactly. I feel like with threesomes, it's so important that the first time, I mean, I had a threesome super young with two guys, but the first time I really had that threesome, like with a boyfriend and stuff, and we found a girl, he was more experienced than me. So I let him kind of help me lead and like figure out how to seduce her in that way. Mm-hmm. But then after you've had one threesome or like a really good threesome, you're experienced. Yeah. Like then you know what to do the next time. So get the first one out of the way
really,
and your confidence grows.
Yeah.
You'll get so much more confidence like picking up girls and finding people who you actually can have a really good threesome with. Cause that's important. Like it's important to pick the right people.
It is. I think the reason that I was comfortable having them, which I haven't had one in like, I don't know, 5 years.
Damn.
No, wait, probably longer.
Do you want to have them? Like, do you like them?
Right now, I'm not like really seeking that out.
Yeah, that's normal.
But I feel like it will definitely like come up. I go through phases and stages and it depends who you're dating. And you know, I would hook up with girls in high school. And I think that's why I was like I felt so comfortable having a threesome.
That's good. That makes sense. Mm-hmm. My first threesome was with two men.
Okay, that's terrifying.
Yeah, well, they were my two guy friends in high school and I took both of their virginities that night.
Okay.
So now looking back, I'm like, wow, you were fucking iconic.
You are.
That's so badass. But in the moment, I didn't think about it like that at all. But yeah, I definitely like had control of that. Like I took charge in that situation because they needed me to.
How old were you?
15.
Oh my God. I'm just like imagining you taking charge.
You're
like,
right?
All right, this is the game plan, people.
Exactly. Because they were like so nervous, but they were so down.
Was there a DP involved?
No.
There's no way.
But
right?
Of course, like the rumor spread through school after that like they Eiffel Towered me. So then like the whole joke of junior and senior year was that I got Eiffel Towered.
Was that a positive or a negative for you?
I don't know how I was such a tough bitch back then, but I just took it in stride. I was like, yeah.
You're like, we did.
Exactly. we bitch. For real.
I fucking love that.
But so I was always like way more comfortable. I was just so comfortable with men. Mm-hmm. And then women fucking terrified me. And still to this day, they do a little bit. Like when
really?
I invite a new girl over.
It doesn't sound like they do, Stella. You're
no,
like, I had a girl over last night.
I have to push myself outside of my comfort zone.
Okay.
I have to challenge myself, you know?
So when the girl comes over, is it like straight to fucking business? Or do you treat it kind of similar to a date? Do you want a glass of wine?
So it depends, especially
or is it
like
we're on the fucking clock.
Well, with her, so what I like to do now, and just in case of situations, I like to set like a certain time we're going to work. So I always tell them we're going to film for like 20 minutes and, you know, I have to be done in an hour, like by this hour, because I have something else to do. Or I have to go to bed.
Mm-hmm.
Just in case you don't like each other or like there's it's just to know how much time they're going to have
so
there.
So basically what every dude does for any hookup, they
literally
say they have plans after. And then if they like you, they'll be like, oh,
exactly.
Actually they canceled.
To get an out from it.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of important because the thing is when I invite girls over, so they know what they're coming over to do. Like we start setting up and it's important to talk beforehand, just like have conversation, get comfortable, break the ice.
Right.
But with girls, I've noticed, and especially with me, like I'll just get so comfortable talking to them. I could talk to them for hours. And then it's like,
so
fuck, we haven't
that.
Filmed, like we're exhausted. Yeah, I could talk forever.
Yes.
And so I really have to push myself to talk a little. And I think this is important for all girls filming together. And it's
mm-hmm.
something that as you get experience, you learn how to do it. Talk for 20 minutes or so, but continue to like move the show along, like putting up the tripod, figuring out outfits, because otherwise you waste so much freaking time talking.
Yes.
And then it's like not even a sexual vibe. And it does take a lot of confidence and knowing where the conversation's going to keep it sexual and like keep you two interested in each other and not just become BFF and like
right.
take sex off the table.
Right.
Yeah.
Because you could just end up like having a fucking slumber party. Exactly. Bestie.
Especially if it's like both of you are basically straight, like both of you, which is a lot of the time, like both of us date men. Mm-hmm. We fuck women when we're in relationships or like on camera, but overall, like we're not two lesbians, you know, that like are only into women. So mm-hmm. we can just sit there and talk like best friends. And then it's like, okay, wait, we have to fuck now. We could waste so much time. So that's what I do. I like, we talk a bit, but I make sure to always within 20 minutes or so, like we need to be working, you know?
Okay. Within 20 minutes.
Yeah.
So build a little rapport.
Exactly.
And then, okay.
And then start. Cause the best way to bond anyway is fucking, you know, it really is. And we did bond. And then we talk after, like, that's the thing. Like last night, for instance, we got along so well and we had so many orgasms that by the end we were both shaking and sweating, laying in bed. And we had like an hour long conversation.
You're really making me extremely jealous. You said, I'm sorry, you said you had eight last night or no, you had three in 20 minutes.
Yeah. Three in 20 minutes.
And so did she. Was there a toy involved?
So the first two were on her mouth. And then the third, we were like scissoring, but we put a vibrator, which is my favorite thing to do when you're scissoring, to actually come. We put a vibrator between us and we both use the vibrator at the same time, like rubbing on it, and we both came and it was crazy.
I've seen that one on porn.
Oh my god, really? That's dope.
That's the only porn I watch.
The moment I just came up with it and I was like, wow, I'm a genius.
Wow.
Yeah, but my vibrator was really strong. Yeah, literally, I'm sure it has. I probably saw it in a porno and just didn't remember.
Right.
Well, which is how most happens.
That sounds like the best night ever.
It was so fun. And now I made a friend who's like, oh yeah, I'm down for threesomes anytime. And she's so horny and so hot. And I love meeting girls in this industry that are similar to me.
And now you have like a bestie here.
Exactly.
Wow.
I know.
That was a way better night than I fucking had.
It was so fun. And I love it because it's also work. Like, so now I get to go after this. I'm going to go over the whole video, edit it if I have to, like crop it and
money.
Stuff. Get to
you
make money.
You had an orgasm. Mm-hmm. You made money and you made a friend.
Exactly. And like, she's going to get a ton of followers as well because mm-hmm. her account's really small. And
charity work.
Exactly. And charity.
It's like,
so it's like the most fun thing ever. It's so fucking fun.
Those four things, that's a lot more than I can say, you know. For my fucking job, I've never had an orgasm.
I'm having fun being single. We're gonna change
We're gonna change that. Have you seen the Howard Stern movie and he brings on a woman? She has like an orgasm.
Oh, I've seen that clip.
I think we need to do that.
Yeah, we do. We should actually get like, you know, go to like a tantric specialist.
I always wanted to do that.
Teaches us to just orgasm on the spot.
Oh my god!
You know that's what Barney does.
Barney.
So the guy who plays Barney.
Wait, are you talking about like the little kid show?
Yeah, okay. The guy that was inside the Barney outfit.
The purple dinosaur.
Yeah, do you know where he is now?
No.
He's a tantric sex specialist.
Shut.
And you can book him for like $600 an hour, and he promises to give women mind-blowing orgasms using just like his mouth and hands and body.
Shut up.
Yeah.
I saw there was a documentary coming out that was called like the dark side behind Barney.
I
hope that's not. He's like in his suit, like having one.
Okay. Literally, he can like will you to orgasm just mentally.
Where is he based? Because I have no idea. Actually going.
You can look him up though. Isn't that fucking crazy?
That is fucking insane.
Apartments.com believes having a gym in your building does way more than just get you in shape. It turns your entire life around and is a great place to scope out the hot guy that lives in your building. And by guy, I mean guys. Having a gym in your building makes it 10 times more likely that you actually end up, show up, and work out. I mean, it's five floors down or whatever it is. And you'll be saving money on a gym membership that you'll go to probably half as much. With Apartments.com, finding somewhere to live is easy. Apartments.com hosts more rental listings with over 1 million available units. And with comprehensive search tools and instant alerts, you never have to worry about missing out on the perfect place. Or a treadmill, for that matter. To find whatever you're searching for and more, visit apartments.com, the place to find a place. Can you feel it, Sleuths? The days are getting warmer and spring has officially sprung, which means spring break is here. which for the older folk, that basically means people are going outside, they're staying outside, and they are staying out way longer. But the thing is, who wants to deal with those post-party struggles? I know I don't. I mean, I quite literally and physically can't at this stage in my life. And that's where my spring break essential comes in, which is Taste Salud. Say goodbye to the Sunday scaries with Taste Salud's hydrating drink mixes. Listen, I started my spring break a little bit early last weekend when my best friend Allie came to town, and we had a night or two on the town, and how I felt, honestly, come Monday morning was better than any spring break party you can imagine. And that is a rare occurrence for me and has only started happening since I've started drinking Taste Salud religiously. Because unlike those big name brands we all know, Salud knocks it out of the park with their one-of-a-kind flavors. I'm drinking one right now. And no, it's not because I plan on drinking any kind of alcohol, but just because I'm trying to get hydrated and energized. I'm obviously drinking the horchata flavor, but you get to enjoy flavors like cucumber lime, hibiscus, and they even have mocktails now. Say hello to Paloma and strawberry margarita. Filled with electrolytes and vitamins that support hydration and boost immunity with less sugar. I'm talking only 1 gram of sugar per stick. This is exactly what you need to get your Sunday fun day going, regardless of what the rest of the day entails. And here's the best part. They're sharing the love with all of my listeners. Enjoy 10% off your first purchase with the code SOFIA10 at checkout. That's SOFIA and the number 10 at TasteSalud.com. Cheers to health this spring break season with Taste Salud. I do want to quickly ask you about this TikTok that everyone's going fucking nuts over. Basically, in the TikTok, you met a guy at the AVN Awards.
Yeah.
Which are the porn awards.
Yeah.
For those of you who don't know. Mm-hmm. Do a lot of people go home and fuck after that or no?
Without a doubt. I mean, AVN is like a 4-day expo as well of all porn stars and fans and everything. So like, and it's where a lot of porn girls will meet other porn girls and guys. Mm-hmm. So there's so much sex happening.
Okay.
So much sex
happening. I can only imagine.
We all got tested before AVN just in case. And I didn't even film anything, but I definitely fucked.
Well, yeah. So you fucked. So supposedly like some dude was doubting that you're sexual.
So he was my friend, my girlfriend Hannah. He's been her friend for like 2 years. Mm-hmm. And he has a girlfriend, which I just mentioned in the story because the whole time when we were hanging out with him, he was like talking about how his girlfriend isn't sexual, she doesn't give blowjobs, and it's like killing him.
Right.
You know? And then Hannah, of course, is like, well, we love giving blowjobs. Like, I want to give you a blowjob.
Yeah, people, by the way, she's people are forever. Not happy with
no,
you.
No, they're not
very,
happy about
very
this.
Upset but with
I
you.
I would like to say, I was not into him. I did not like him at all. And the whole night, I was like, if you're going to fucking soft cheat, you might as well just fully cheat. Like, stop with the complaining about the girlfriend and, like, you know, saying you want a blowjob so bad, but then not doing it and shit. So basically, the point of it was he was talking about like how he's sexually repressed, and he was saying, I don't believe girls are sexual. Like, I don't think Stella actually like does the stuff she talks about.
Is
blah,
that
blah.
Him basically baiting you?
Yeah, I
how
think so.
How is he going to say you're not sexual?
I think so. I mean, it didn't upset me at all, but it was like, I can prove through action, like happily, basically like, he just kept coming back. Like, my friend and I left, went to dinner. He texted her and was like, where are you guys? And showed up again. It was like 3 a.m. at this point. He's hanging out with 2 porn stars. Like, we know what he's complaining about, his relationship.
Right.
And he brings a friend along with him. And the friend and I get along super well. So I'm like, I'm going to fuck this guy. Okay. So we all go up to my hotel room because Hannah needed to get some stuff before she left and went home. And when we're up in the hotel room, I was like, let's all get in the bath and just take a bath together, you know, so innocent. And he dared us to.
I don't know if I believe that one. Yeah, literally. For 1 second.
And he dared us to. He was like, you're not going to do it. So his friend and then Hannah and I got in the bath. And Hannah and I started kissing and fucking. And his friend was like, I was in the doggy position on top of her in the bath. And his friend was behind me eating my ass. Okay. And then eventually started fucking me. Mm-hmm. And then the dude with the girlfriend is just standing there watching. And the whole time he's giggling. He's like, you guys are crazy. And he's laughing. And like, he feels awkward, you know? So he's like,
you guys are crazy.
Yeah, okay. He's like giggling and laughing. And I'm like, bro, if you're going to watch this, stop being so awkward. Because he's very like awkward sexually.
And just and join
like,
in.
No, I was like, just watch. Like, just enjoy yourself.
Or grab a camera. Yeah, grab a camera. And make yourself useful.
I should have said that.
Yeah.
But no, I was like, take this shit serious. Like, you don't need to giggle because you feel awkward. Like, just watch. Like, chill out. We're not paying attention to you.
So
he just watched. We didn't fuck him, nothing.
Okay, and then we consider that cheating?
Yeah, that's the thing. So then I shared that on TikTok. People I didn't even share the full story because I was like, Hannah might want to tell the full story. Mm-hmm. So I just shared like a little tidbit of it. And then I didn't even think about how it was bad because he had a girlfriend. Like, I didn't even think about the fact I mentioned he had a girlfriend. And then people flipped the fuck out. Mm-hmm. And they were like, oh, my God, you forced this man to watch you have sex.
Yeah.
And he's in a relationship.
People really don't like cheating.
No.
Trust me.
Yeah.
I have had to deal with that a lot.
And yes, I guess that totally counts as cheating, I think, in a lot of people's playbook. But at the same time, like, if we get to the root of this, what is so different about that than watching porn anything?
Yeah.
I mean, the lying aspect of like being somewhere at 4 a.m. and not with your girlfriend and not telling her about it, that's totally different. That's not my problem.
I only would consider that cheating if he got sexually aroused.
Yeah. Exactly. Which he had his pants on the whole time.
It's not like
he started jerking off. I'm sure he did. I mean, how could you not? That's the thing.
Well, no, I don't even know if I would consider that cheating.
Yeah.
Let's say you're in Vegas, you're at a crazy fucking party, and people just start hooking up in front of you. Like, what do I have to do?
Exactly.
Like, cover my eyes?
Well, and that's why it so depends on the relationship and what is important to you and shit, because I go to sex parties in LA all the time where everyone's fucking and people bring their girlfriends, even if they're not going to fuck each other there, even if they're not going to cheat, and they watch other people fuck.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it totally depends. I think probably like the aspect of not sharing it with your girlfriend is what would be like cheating.
Yeah.
But at the same time, if we look either way, like if we look past the word and we look to the core of it, it's just watching other people have sex. Is that relationship breaking? Like, is that something that's so bad?
I don't
to watch sex. I don't think so. Like, in my mind,
no,
I don't find that bad. And also, he needed it. Like, this is a whole other side, but like on his personal journey and his like sexual repression journey, maybe that relationship might not survive. Maybe it's not supposed to survive. That's the thing that I feel about cheating. Exactly. Or maybe I helped it. But that's what I do feel about cheating at the end of the day. Like, if it's something that's going to happen, it's probably something you needed. Like, I have cheated a lot in the past and it destroyed relationships for me, but it was what I needed. Like, those relationships were supposed to end and I had to discover like what my impulses are and what seduces me and what I need out of a relationship where I won't cheat or won't lie.
Right. I mean, you just made me feel so much better about all the cheating I've ever done. I actually literally feel great.
Exactly.
It was, I mean, there's obviously an issue in the relationship if you're cheating. Does it make it okay? No. Stella and I are not saying that.
No. But it's life. People cheat. It's we have temptation. And if you can find a relationship someday where temptation doesn't lead you to do things that like destroy the trust, then it's amazing. And that's a journey to get there. Cheating is part of life. It's relationships are bound to end. I know a lot of people, like, you get in a relationship.
Did you say cheating is part of life?
It is.
Like, are you temptation, saying like it needs to happen?
No, it's just something unavoidable.
For personal growth.
It's unavoidable. And maybe not for all people, but for a lot of people, cheating is
a no-go. I would say for the majority of people.
Well, they say it's a no-go, but a lot of people that say it's a no-go have cheated. Way more people than we know have cheated. I know a lot of people that have cheated and I'm the only one they know has cheated, you know, or the only one they told.
Wow. You trust issues just went through the
But this is the thing
room.
Like, I feel with this too, it's everybody gets in a relationship and you don't want the relationship to end, of course, but relationships are supposed to end. a lot of them are supposed to end.
Yeah.
I mean, it sucks to be cheated on and to feel chosen like over someone else, but it's really at the core of it, it's not about someone choosing someone else over you.
Right.
It's that like you guys weren't as compatible as you thought. And oh, you don't like want to be with somebody that is tempted to do things and then lie to you about it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So at the core of it, like I just think it's a blessing in disguise or it's part of life and it's part of what helps us find people that we're supposed to be with.
I know people hate us right now, but I agree with you.
Yeah. I mean, but that's the people who are so just like cheating is bad, like end of story, are not looking at the nuances of it as well. Where also there's points in cheating where like my mom cheated on my dad. My dad also cheated on my mom. But when my mom cheated on my dad, she stayed with him still 26 years after that point and literally would have stayed with him forever, would have died for him, loved that man so much. And she always says that when she cheated, like it pushed her closer to her husband because she realized how much she loves him. And like she cheated because she wasn't getting attention from him. He was cheating on other people and she needed that attention and validation.
Yep.
And
I've heard that cheating saves a lot of relationships.
Yeah. So it's not like there's nuance to it. Mm-hmm. Like there's realizations that come out of it. It is a human experience. We all have temptations for things.
Right.
And we can't just like pretend it doesn't exist because it will exist even if the whole world says cheating is bad, which they do. It still happens all the fucking time. Yeah.
So we need to stop pretending like it doesn't happen.
Yeah. And like look to the core of it. Like what is it really about? It's not about, oh, this other girl's hotter than you, so he fucked a different girl. It's like people have needs.
Nine times out of ten. The girl's not.
Exactly.
No.
It has nothing to do. I mean, we see that even in the news right now with all these super hot women that are like supermodels getting cheated on. It's like, how could they cheat on such a hot girl?
Because it has nothing to do with that.
It has nothing to do with that. Nothing at all.
I know. Well, okay. I'm glad that we talked about the TikTok because people were fucking pissed. Oh, and
well, there was another too. I really dug, like, my problem is when someone calls me out on shit or like they get mad about something I say, I double the fuck down.
You dig yourself into a hole.
Yeah, because I'm like, TikTok doesn't pay my bills.
Right.
I go on TikTok to express myself and have fun.
Yeah.
The porn world pays my bills. So like I could give a fuck if you want to unfollow me or whatever. And so if they're going to get pissed about a guy with a girlfriend watching me kiss a girl.
I wouldn't consider that cheating, to be honest.
Yeah. Well, it's like 13-year-olds on TikTok that get pissed about it. I mean, there's a lot of people who have done more than me and totally understand the nuance. But so then I doubled down and then I...
And then did it just become worse?
Well, so then the next video I posted, so I just had a personal trainer and I went to a woman's gym because I was like, I need a female personal trainer, so I don't want to fuck them, you know?
Okay.
I call and she's like, I'm busy, but you can train with my husband. So I go and the husband's hot as shit, but I don't think about fucking him. I'm like, whatever, I'll keep his professional for the first session. Then the second session, he figures out what I do.
Uh-oh.
And that I do porn. And so then he's like telling me all about his favorite porn and shit. And it was just hot. I still wasn't gonna fuck him. Like, no. I mean, no. It was like the innocent conversation. I find conversations about sex and porn innocent. And men can have them very easily because they have them with all their friends. And I look at it as research and I find it completely innocent.
Right.
Some girls would be like, you shouldn't even be discussing porn with another girl.
With your fucking Gymshark shorts halfway up your ass.
He was hot
squats.
Though. So I had a fantasy about fucking him, but I wasn't gonna fuck him. I've actually never fucked a man in a relationship or a married man or anything. Like, it's not my type. I want the guy to be obsessed with me. I've never fucked a married man or something. I have no interest.
Me neither.
But I doubled down on TikTok. And I mean, it was a fantasy. He was hot. So like after we had that training session, I was like, I'll share this with TikTok. So I was like, oh, I told the story and I was like, oh, I might fuck him now. Like, he's sending me his favorite porn.
Ooh,
and
people
like,
people did not like that.
Yeah. And then they were like, oh my God, you're going to fuck a married man, blah, blah, blah. Within 2 hours, I get a text from him that someone sent the TikTok to his wife.
Uh-oh.
They somehow figured out where I was training. I have no idea how they figured out. And he was like, so we're going to have to cancel your future sessions. And like, she's not happy about it. And I had given
You're like, will your wife still train me though?
Yeah, literally. But he was like so cool about it though. And I was like, oh, this is fully like my thing. Like,
what? It was a fantasy. And like, it was a fantasy. About it and you talked
exactly.
About
it. Wasn't. And he knew I wasn't going to fucking, like, I didn't even text him back. Like, he knew that, like, right. Before that. So it was just a fantasy, but obviously I don't want to break up a marriage like over a fucking fantasy for my marketing and for my job. So I had put in a $1,000 deposit with them for like 10 sessions. So it was like, they were like, we'll refund you, whatever. We'll leave in a professional manner.
Oh, and, that's nice of them.
And
actually,
I was like, no, just keep it. You know, I was like, that's my consolation to you.
Oh my God.
For like having a fantasy story affect like maybe your personal life.
Right.
And so then they were super chill. And I was like, you know what? The TikTok girls, like, they saved me from maybe fucking a married man. Mm-hmm. They made this personal training couple an extra $1,000 without having to work for it.
Yeah.
And, you know, they created a better world. So whatever.
They're doing the Lord's work.
Yeah, they did a great job. And it never would have happened if I hadn't shared that TikTok.
Thank God you did.
But they are fucking crazy.
Reality TV has hit a new high on Hulu. From executive producer Jimmy Kimmel, the all-new Hulu original series High Hopes is finally here for your viewing pleasure. High Hopes follows two budding entrepreneur brothers and their hilarious, half-baked, literally, employees at one of the fastest-growing cannabis dispensaries in Hollywood. This workplace comedy showcases the highs and even more highs of the competitive marijuana industry. You will absolutely fall in love with the quirky characters as they pursue career aspirations, love, and fame, all under a slightly hazy cloud. If you know, you know. All episodes of the new reality series High Hopes are now streaming only on Hulu. This is absolutely a show I'm getting behind.
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
I went on an interview and it got a lot of pushback and people did not like it because I said something about how I think every relationship deserves to have a one-time cheat.
Yeah.
A one-time cheat.
Yeah.
A one-time.
I mean, you're probably going to save, like, what, divorces are like over 50% at this point. You're going to save relationships.
Watch me save your marriage.
Yeah, I personally think people should just fuck, like, tons of people. Because if your bond is deeper than just sex, if your whole relationship is about how you only fuck each other, that's, like, so much less strong than if you guys still can fuck the whole world and still be in love and still be a partnership. Like,
I totally agree.
So we're saving relationships with cheating.
Yep, we are. Period. Period. I don't even have to, like, justify that. Okay, we are going to do rapid fire round questions.
Let's do this.
First one, what do you think is the best way for a man to style his pubes? Natural, trimmed, shaved?
Natural within reason. I was just with a guy who shaves, and I was like, I will not fuck you again unless you let that shit grow out. If it's massive and you can't even see the dick, okay, trim it a little. Absolutely don't shave it. It does not look good to see your little pooch right there. Like, literally.
The poopa.
Yeah. I think natural.
Okay. Favorite sex position?
Missionary with legs over my head.
Oh.
Or over their shoulders.
Because I would think people would assume anal.
Yeah, I mean, but anal in that position.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so
because anal could be any position.
Okay, but do you prefer anal to vaginal?
Anal's more intimate, vaginal's easier. So like it depends. Like vaginal is just fun and feels amazing. Mm-hmm. But anal, if I really want to bond with someone or be really close with them, 1000%, or have like a transformative experience.
Okay, that's anal. A very interesting perspective because I feel like I've done it. Have I done it? I've tried to do it quite a few times. Mm-hmm. I think I was successful one time.
When it's finally successful, like truly, you'll be mind blown. Yeah. Like, oh, this is what she was telling me about.
I think I was kind of still scared the whole time.
Yeah, and if it hurts and you're not in it and whatever, it's different.
Yeah.
When you can fully release into it, oh my God, it's crazy.
What is your favorite color?
Green. Green like my eyes.
Oh my God.
But I go through phases, so I have a favorite color, right? And it's green.
Yeah.
But then like this year, I really like orange. I'm obsessed with orange.
Okay.
Which is the color of insanity, so...
Oranges.
We'll see where that takes me, yeah.
Wait, I'm really getting into the orange. Hi, yeah. My new cover art.
Yeah, and also your chair, your orange chair.
I mean, if you guys haven't seen the orange chair in my fucking apartment, I will be an interior designer.
Yeah, absolutely.
Stella and I both, actually. Exactly. Oh, favorite sex toy?
A bullet vibrator, which brings me all of my orgasms.
Bullet.
Like a little bullet, you know, like it looks like a lipstick kind of.
Yeah, I'm not into that.
I'll send you one that is so fucking powerful. The most powerful I've ever had.
Okay.
And it's literally amazing.
I'll send you the rabbit.
Yeah, I love a rabbit.
Or the womanizer. Aren't you getting a fleshlight made?
So that's my other favorite sex toy, which I can't use because I don't have a dick, but I'll just use my hand in it or something.
A dildo.
Or like jerk off a dude with it. So last week in LA, I got all my holes molded, and I can show you a video what that was like, but I literally laid on like a doctor table, and they poured
wax in there?
Silicone and plaster over my pussy, my butthole, my whole ass,
not
my whole
the
torso.
Hole.
No, not inside.
Okay.
And my mouth also. I used to think it was inside, but it's just the outside, and then you can like decide how you want. I want to fashion the inside based off how like my inside looks.
Yeah.
So I got to feel it out, find the nooks and crannies.
I know. They need to come up with something.
So yeah, I got all my holes molded, which was the most crazy experience ever. I actually had to yank out a few pubes in the process because it got stuck on my pubes and it was so hard to get off.
Are you going to give me an autographed one?
Yeah, I get a ton of them for free now, like once they're produced. So I'm going to send you a butthole, a pussy,
and a
mouth.
All three.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I'll sign them for you.
I'm so
And you
so
can play
excited.
With them, you
I'm
know,
so
with
excited.
Your finger.
Thank you so much. Or I'll let like the guy I'm dating use it.
Exactly.
Like, you jerk him off with
it. Or you could re-gift it to the men in your life. Other men,
mm-hmm.
you know, a brother,
no.
a father,
no. my brother,
a cousin.
That is some inappropriate shit I actually would do with my brother. Okay, Stella, this has been so fucking fun. You're like an honorary co-host at this point.
I should
Thank
come back here
coming.
More. I should come back here more.
You should. We need to start our own show.
I know.
And I've said that to other guests before, but with you, I actually mean it. I swear to God.
We could talk about sex all day.
Yes. Where can they find you?
The usual places, you know, Google my name, you'll find my new account that's not banned. The best place is probably Instagram at Anal Princess, where the L is a 1 and the E is a 3, or Twitter at Berry Baby.
Berry Baby.
Those are the two places I never get banned. So
yep. And you might find like a job posting or two from her.
Exactly.
If
you follow me, eventually I'll probably fuck you. I want to do a 50-state tour.
So. You should. I thought about doing that with the podcast.
One in every state.
Yes. You guys know where to find me on all social media. Sophie with an F, Franklin with a Y. And I will talk to you guys next week. Bye-bye.
Bye.